Felicia Whitman, Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A, Whitman, W-I-T-T-M-A-N. Date of birth is 8-2-1985. This is for date of service 7-7-2022. Mrs. Whitman is a 36-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation to be evaluated for an adrenal gland adenoma. At this point, she has a past medical history of depression and anxiety that has worsened over the last 6 months or so. She was sent here after a renal ultrasound indicating normal findings in the kidneys and noting a right ovarian follicular cyst measuring about 1.6 centimeters. There was nothing seen on the adrenal glands. Her blood pressure is normal. She reports about a 15 to 20 pound weight loss in the last 6 months. This has been intentional. She reports bruising easily. She denies any changes in her hair, skin, or nails. She uses medical marijuana for her anxiety, and she is on vitamin D supplementation because her current vitamin D level is 29. The patient states that her mother has hyperthyroidism. Plan number one for evaluation of any possible adrenal gland adenoma. At this point, there's no imaging suggestive of any adenoma in sight. Period. However, to be thorough, we will check an 8 a.m. cortisol after a dexamethasone suppression test, comma, a plasma-free metanephrine level, comma, aldosterone level, comma, CBC, CMP, thyroid panel, TPO antibody level, and a thyroid-stimulating immunoglobulin level. Next, number four, her anxiety. At this point, my recommendation is to switch her to something more anxiolytic and place her on sertraline 50 milligrams once daily and wean her off of the bupropion 300 milligrams daily. The patient also has a prescription for alprazolam as needed for anxiety. Next number, we will reassess her anxiety symptoms in 1 month. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.